Hello, 欢迎收听 BBC 的都市掠影节目，我是孙晨。
Hi, I'm Helen. This is a program where we keep you informed of what's going on around London.
说到伦敦啊，这里最富有的就应该是美术馆、博物馆了。这其中最著名的就有国家美术馆，在这里你可以饱览众多的名作和对这些名作的介绍。
Well, now we are finding these artworks turning up on the most unusual places in London.
这回啊，这些美术作品走出了层层保护他们的美术馆，来到了伦敦街头的墙上。
On the town.
都市掠影。
From BBC Learning English. Learning English.
So what's happening exactly?
Well, if you wander around Soho and Covent Garden in London over the next 12 weeks, don't be surprised if you come across one or more of 44 life-size paintings.
说起来呢 ,Soho 和 Covent Garden 是伦敦市中心的两个著名的地方。这两个地方最多的就是小商店和旅游景点。在这里你可以看到44幅真实大小的就是 life-size 的美术作品。
That's right. The life-size classic paintings are attached to the walls of alleyways and shopping arcades by the National Gallery.
那到底这些作品都想表现的些什么呢?
We joined the organizer of this event, National Gallery's director, Charles Sumeris Smith.
What we're doing is putting up pretty high-quality reproductions, but it's a way of bringing works of art.Or versions of them, i.e. reproductions, from the walls of the National Gallery out into the streets.
Charles 跟我们介绍说，这些我们在大街上见到的作品都是制作水平很高的名作的复制品。
Reproductions, they are copies of the original paintings from the walls of National Gallery.
那这个项目的用意是什么呢? Charles explains.
And what I've discovered during the 5 years I've been director is that.There are many, many people who are inhibited about coming into the National Gallery and shouldn't be. The works of art are there, it's free to go in, anybody can go in, but people don't necessarily know that, and so bringing them out onto the streets is a way of indicating.
Charles 说他在作为美术馆的主任的时候他注意到人们好像现在到国家美术馆来看油画感觉很压抑。
A lot of people feel inhibited.The word inhibited means not feeling comfortable about something, holding themselves back, maybe even feel embarrassed about themselves.
作为国家美术馆，他希望人们能够改变那种过去害怕去美术馆的态度。发起这个项目，为的就是要改变人们对美术馆的这种误解。
The National Gallery is full of treasures, and more importantly, it's free to go in.
就是去美术馆呢，你用不着花钱，都是免费的。
Not everyone knows that, and Charles hopes that by bringing the paintings out onto the streets, people will be interested in seeing the real version in the gallery.
BBC Learning English.
这一次在大街上展出的作品包括康斯特布尔的甘草车、波提切利的维纳斯和火星，还有就是梵高的向日葵了。
A really impressive collection and sizable pictures.
不过我在看完这些大街上展出的油画之后有这么一个想法，就这么在伦敦的大街上展出这些作品的话，这些油画能坚持多久呢？
That's a very good question. Especially in Soho, there are quite a lot of pubs around and you can never guess what people might do when they've had a few pints.
Well, they're done on a surface which is said to be waterproof.It'd be, I think, very interesting to see how do people treat it. Are they treated in a way as being proper works of art, or will they be treated as graffiti? I don't know. The whole point is it's the museum without walls. It's the ultimate realization of André Malraux's dream that actually you can enjoy them on the street. You can enjoy them having lurched out of the pub late on Friday night.
这么说，就连 Charles 心里也没底。要是这些作品在大街上放上几个星期之后，会变成什么样？他也不知道来往的人们会怎么样对待这些油画。
At least we know that the paintings are supposed to be waterproof.
就是防雨的，这倒是挺管用。不过会不会有人在上面乱画，可就是另外一回事儿了。
Well, that's it about the reproduction paintings on the streets of London. If you want to learn more, please visit our website.It's www.bbcchina.com.cn.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
市掠影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English